Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 654. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back one day and that you need to be prepared. You need to be ready. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates, as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. And before we do that, allow me to mention to you that Dr. Tony Evans, a true man of God, and the first black graduate of Dallas Theological Seminary in Dallas, Texas, with a doctorate, has put together his the Tony Evans Study Bible and the Tony Evans Commentary. I assure you that it will be a blessing to you and to your studies in the Word of God. And this is a brother who has lived what he has preached. So get your copy at a bookstore or on Amazon.com, or contact the Urban Alternative directly and get your copy of the Tony Evans Study Bible and the Tony Evans Commentary. I assure you that it will help you in your study of the Word of God. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24:3, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus Christ gave them and us clear signs that show us when we can begin to expect to see the coming of the Lord and the end of the world as we know it. Looking at world events through the lens of the Word of God, let's look at some headlines from today's news that point to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Yonet News, Israel is preemptively bolstering its defenses over fears that Iran may retaliate against an ongoing series of attacks on its proxies in Syria and Iraq that have been attributed to Israel, Army Radio has reported. citing unnamed sources, the report claimed Israel was focusing its defense capabilities on harder-to-detect low-flying cruise missiles and drone strikes, unlike high-arcing ballistic missiles that are easier to intercept. As tensions escalate in the region, the IDF has been on high alert, and the Security Cabinet will convene for an impromptu meeting next week, according to sources. Last month, citing several Iranian, Western, and Iraqi sources, Reuters reported that Tehran had dispatched missiles to its allies as a backup plan in case Iran was attacked by the United States or Israel. The missiles, of which were said to be in the dozens, were intended to send a warning to the U.S. and Israel, especially following several airstrikes on Iranian troops in Syria that analysts have attributed to Israel. Second today under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the BBC News, Turkey and Russia have agreed on what they say is a historic deal aimed at keeping Kurdish forces away from Syria's border with Turkey. It comes during a pause in Turkey's offensive to drive Kurdish forces out, creating a safe zone in the area. Under the deal, Syrian and Russian forces will immediately oversee a withdrawal of Kurdish forces. There is no word from the Kurdish fighters, whom Turkey regards as terrorists. The deal sets out plans for joint Turkish-Russian patrols along the border. The agreement was announced after 6 hours of talks between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his Russian host Vladimir Putin in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. A ceasefire brokered by the U.S. was set to expire, and Turkey had threatened to relaunch its offensive against the Kurdish fighters. It said there was now no need. However, this is breaking news. It is reported as I speak that the fighting has resumed, unfortunately. Third today, under the sign category of movement toward a one-world government and economy. According to the Wall Street Journal, social media giant Facebook plans to reveal its new Libra digital cryptocurrency next week, with backing from over a dozen other companies. Visa and MasterCard are reportedly quite invested in the currency, while other Silicon Valley firms such as PayPal, Uber, Stripe, and Booking.com are fully supporting the currency. Each of these firms will invest around $10 million to fund further development of the currency and become part of the Libra Association. The association will act as an independent group which will govern the coin independently from Facebook. The involvement of Visa and MasterCard is interesting, as cryptocurrency can act as a viable alternative to the services offered by these firms and could be direct competition. Some have suggested that the firm's involvement is an attempt to keep track of Facebook's currency, while others have implied alternative motivations. Users will be able to send Libra via Facebook products such as WhatsApp and Messenger. Perhaps also claim that a number of partnerships with online retailers will allow users to spend the coin in many locations online. Facebook is reportedly also considering developing ATM-like physical machines in which people can convert their regular money into Libra money. The cryptocurrency is reported to be called Libra and will be revealed on June 18th, with plans to increase the coin fully, to release the coin fully in 2020. Previously, Libra was announced as Global Coin. Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Bootcamp. Prophecy Bootcamp is where we deal with the basics, the fundamentals of prophecy, the second coming of Christ, and what will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Prophecies Fulfilled in the Life of Christ, Part 4, from Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home in heaven with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn's book, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. What is the significance of Jesus entering the city on a young donkey? The Jewish prophet Zechariah wrote, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Utilizing donkeys for travel was common during this time, but specifically referring to a colt, the foal of a donkey, demonstrates a level of accuracy that appears to have no other explanation than predictive prophecy. Amazingly, Zechariah penned these words around 550 years before the event. In yet another prophecy, Matthew shared the financial motivation, if you will, behind Judas Iscariot's betrayal of Jesus. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, "What will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you." And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Interestingly, Matthew, the former tax collector, noted that an Old Testament prophet had previously predicted this specific amount of money. God commanded Zechariah to shepherd the flock marked for slaughter. After a dispute about his work, he ended his shepherding in his exit interview, if you will, with his employer. He remarked, "If you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it." So they paid me 30 pieces of silver. This visual form of teaching served as a specific prophecy regarding the exact price the chief priests paid Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at prophecies fulfilled in the life of Christ in our next podcast. But in closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, "To occupy till I come." God help us to do it. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the fine book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts. that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 14, by Dr. J.C. Ryles. Number 4, What Shall We Say to the Wars and Shakings of Nations, which we have seen in these last 70 years? The mightiest empires on earth have been shaken to their very foundations. Kings and princes and great men have been driven from their high position by scores and been made wanderers on the face of the earth. There has been no accounting for it by any human reasoning. These movements have taken place in the face of increased knowledge, civilization, and desire of peace. The shock came from beneath. And what saith the scripture? Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to keep that blessed hope alive, not only in the lives of others, but in our lives. We thank you so much for reminding us in these perilous days and when everybody is so busy, as they will be when you come back, that you are coming back, and that we as Christians should get ready, and people who don't know you as Savior should especially get ready by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ so that they can be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.